Shalom Aleichem. Yesterday we talked about the priority. Do we put on talis first or tefillin first? And we brought the psak of the Shulchan Aruch as follows. It's at the way beginning of Hilchas Tefillin, Siman Chaf Hey, Achar Shelavash Talis Mitsuyas Yaniach Tefillin. After you put on your talis, you put on tefillin. So first is talis, then is tefillin, and he brings an explanation why in that order. Shema alin bakodesh. We go up in kedusha. That is the simple statement of the Shulchan Aruch. But a couple people asked yesterday on this halacha, what does that mean? Shema alin bakodesh. Is that the reason that we put on talis before tefillin? Isn't it because of tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem? The more regular, the thing that we do more often comes first, and we put on the talis each and every day of the week. And when it comes to tefillin, it's not every day of the week. We don't put it on Shabbos and Yontif. So why isn't it because of tadir? So because of those two questions, we're going to get into a little bit more detail on the rationale, on the reason why we put on talis first and only thereafter tefillin, and we're going to use the Orach HaShulchan as our discussion point. So he says as follows, based on that psak of the Shulchan Aruch, first you put on talis, then you put on tefillin, because of Malin Bekodesh, you go from the lower Kedusha to a higher Kedusha. He asks a question that the Shagas Aryeh asks. He actually brings it in the name of the Shagas Aryeh as follows. The Hikshu Alav that the Shagas Aryeh asked on this Shulchan Aruch, saying that the reason that we go from talis to tefillin is because of Malin Bekodesh, but we have another reason that would point in the direction of putting on the tefillin first and not the talis first. And that goes as follows. The tefillin are mekudash yoser. They are on a higher level of kedusha. And we have a competitive concept, kol ha-mekudash mechavero, kodem lechavero. Anything that is on a higher level of kedusha then another mitzvah, we go with the higher level kedusha first. So in other words, if we have talis and tefillin competing to be first, because we want to do the mitzvahs, both of them, which would we choose? So we would choose, because of mekudesh mechavero, the higher kedusha, that would mean tefillin goes before the talis. So we should have done it in that direction. That's the question of the Shagas Aryeh. So the Orach HaShulchan says as follows, in fact, the Beis Yosef, that's the Shulchan Aruch, is 100% correct that the reason why it is talis and then tefillin is because of Ma'alin B'Kodesh. We go up in Kedusha. Then he explains beautifully as follows. He says that there's a Gemara in Menachos that discusses our issue when you have something that is tadir and something that is mekudash. Here, exactly what we're talking about here, we have talis and tefillin. The talis is tadir, is more often, but the tefillin is mekudash. So if we use the concept of tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem, we would put on the talis first. If we use the concept of a kolam mekudash mechavero, kodem lechavero, we would put on the tefillin first. So we have these two competitive concepts, and basically one says put on talis, one puts on tefillin, so they're equal, and that's what the Gemara Menachos says, when you have these two competitive concepts, shnehem shavim b'ma'ala. One of these concepts is not more important than the other. They are of equal importance. So when we have the tadir pointing in one direction, now he has the mekudesh pointing in a different direction, it's a draw between the two. So we need a tiebreaker. So he says as follows, the Gemara in Menachos concludes, when we have a tadir, and we have a mekudesh, neim shavi b'mala, v'yachol lahakdi mishirta, and you can do either one because they're equal. If you want to do the tadir first, do the tadir first. If you wanted to do the mekudesh first, do the mekudesh first. And that's what we have right now. We have tefillin that is mekudesh on the higher level. It should go first. We have tzitzis that is tadir, and it should go first. And accordingly explains the Orach HaShulchan. That is why the Shulchan Aruch explained, when we have a talis and tefillin, the reason that the talis goes first and only thereafter where the tefillin is because of a third concept of ma'alin b'kodesh, that we want to go up in kedusha. And accordingly, this Orach HaShulchan explains as follows: ve'zehu she'omer. That is accordingly what he says. The kevan d'shneim shavim b'mala. Based on this, because they are equal in their heights, they are equal in their appropriateness of going first. The tefillin and the talis, they each have something going for them, l'chaim, accordingly, because of the third reason, mitzad malin b'kodesh, the reason that we choose the talis first, and then thereafterward, the tefillin, is because we want to go up in kedusha, malin b'kodesh, kolomar, what does that mean, malin b'kodesh, l'haros es gufo, This is meant to have an impact on us. This Malim B'Kodesh is supposed to impact us. We ourselves have to go up in Kedusha V'Lachain, Makdim Atalas L'Tfilin. We want to raise ourselves up in Kedusha. That's Malim B'Kodesh. Accordingly, we start with the Talas and then go up in Kedusha the Tfilin. So that is the beautiful Aruch HaShulchan. He says that, in fact, is it Tadir? Is it Mikudash? Those are equal, those two concepts. The tiebreaker here would be Ma'alim B'Kodesh, and that weighs in favor of putting on the Talas first, and thereafterward the Tfilin. And in fact, on this concept of Ma'alim B'Kodesh, what does that mean, Ma'alim B'Kodesh? And that's the reason we put on the Talas first and then the Tfilin. So the Bir Halacha says as follows. This is talking about not that we are going up to higher levels of Kedusha when it comes to the items, that the Talis is on a lower level and the Tefillin is on a higher level, but rather it's talking about Al Ha'adam Kai. It's talking about us, ourselves. We have to raise ourselves from lower levels to higher Kedusha, levels of Kedusha. Shitzarech Leilich Madrega La Madrega. We have to go from rung to rung, level to level, ula alos b'kedusha, and bring ourselves to a higher level of holiness. Ki mitchilo hu rak mechas et atzma b'kisoy shel mitzvah. Initially, we're only covering ourselves with a covering of a mitzvah, meaning the talis. The talis has a certain level of kedusha, but it's a covering. Ultimately, it's a covering. It's a mitzvah. But when it comes to the tefillin, it has such a higher impact on us. Mekasher et atzma bekesha yichud v'kedusha. It connects us more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It connects us to the kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because of the impact that it has on us, we want to go from Malim B'Kadosh. We want to go from the talis, which is a mitzvah, a covering upon ourselves. That's the talis, to a higher level that has a higher impact on us, has a higher connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Kedusha, and accordingly we are Malim B'Kodesh. That is the tiebreaker that weighs in favor of doing Talis first and thereafterward the Tefillin. Have a wonderful day.